This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam. That's AvsFam.com. And now, without any further ado, without any extra words, without any fluff, here is Kevin Goff, and he's going to give us the pregame tonight for the Hurricanes at the Avs.
All right, the Avs are taking on the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Carolina is sputtering out of the gates. A lot of folks are kind of ripping on the Avs for having a slow start, but the Canes are having the worst go of it at the moment. They are 1-4-0. With their only victory coming against the Detroit Red Wings a little while back. They've only scored 11 goals in the five games they've played, which is just a little bit more than two goals a game, and that'll pretty much, and anybody in the NHL will tell you that that's just not going to get it done. The Canes are a team that, historically speaking, recently in their recent history, have not been doing well. Since winning the Stanley Cup in the 2005-2006 season, Carolina has made only one playoff appearance. They've had a lot of issues and turnover through their lineup. They fell off, and they had a really hard time getting back to any type of playoff form. But that being said, they're not a team to take lightly. The NHL is a league where the line between winning and losing is incredibly, incredibly thin, and we saw that against Boston. Boston is a team who was struggling, and they came in, the Avs took them lightly, and they got their rear ends handed to them on a silver platter. The Red Wings, like I said, they ran it up on the Red Wings last week, so... They're a team that can still be dangerous. Their struggles run pretty much throughout the lineup. Carolina's special teams are bad, some of the worst in the league. Their power play is 10%. Their penalty kill is 72.7%. Both of those are 25th in the league, and both of those are very bad. So it's a team that is struggling in a lot of different places, and really helps things really bode a little bit better for the Avalanche. Guys that you want to watch for on the Hurricanes, there's always Eric Staal. He's getting up there in age, but he's still a hell of a player. He's complete, he has excellent skill, he's a big guy, and he can put the puck in the net. So you've always got to have your top D-man out when his line is on the ice. Jeff Skinner is another guy to look at. He struggled with his consistency in the league. He won the Calder Trophy his rookie year when he scored 31 goals, and that was a few years back. He did manage to top 30 goals again in the 13-14 season, but then the following year, last year, he dropped off to only 18. So he can be minimized, but if you let him gain confidence, he's a guy that can burn you. He's not really big, but he is very shifty. And then, of course, Cam Ward, he's a very capable goaltender, can win games entirely by himself if he finds that form. He's also getting up there in age, so that type of all-world play is really more or less behind him, but occasionally it can rear its head. But if you pepper him with shots, you can really beat Ward and turn him down. Plus, he doesn't really have the personnel around him to help him like he used to. Get on him early, and he can make it a long night. Another guy to look for is Noah Hanifin. He was the Hurricanes' first-round pick this year. He's got a lot of talent, was the first defenseman selected in the draft. Very raw. But it's always interesting to get a look at some of these future stars of the league. He's going to be a very, very, very good player. I said a little bit earlier, but the game does set up well for the Avalanche. The Hurricanes are struggling to find their game, and they don't match the Avalanche depth-wise. The Avs are a much deeper team, a much bigger team, and in general, a much more skilled team than the Hurricanes. The Avs can use their size, their speed, their offense, and they really should be able to grind the Canes down to a pulp. They can't give them confidence early, though, and let them find their stride, because while their talent doesn't run deep, there is still enough to make you pay. So if you let them get going early, then it could be a bad night for the Avalanche, too. So the keys to the Avalanche, this is Semyon Varlamov's first game back since Brett Tobera took the last two. He's had a rough start to the season. This is a good game for Varley to try to quote, you know, get right, because the Canes are struggling so much. But Varley's got to still bring his A game, because if he's not in his top form, then he can maybe be a negative factor for the Avalanche and help the Canes find a victory here. Avs, again, need to simplify their game. You've heard Patrick Waugh talk about this a lot the last couple days, especially when talking about the fancy stats. He's talked a lot about how it's not so much the shots that they're giving up, it's the shots that the Avalanche aren't taking. And that's very true. There's a team right now that, for whatever reason, is just trying to make the extra pass, trying to make the extra fancy play. Do it. It's kind of disturbing how many times it has to come up, but it's a thing that the successful teams in the league oftentimes keep it simple. Get it to the net, drive the net, force the chaos, create rebounds, and that's when those things are going. That's when those more fancy plays begin to open up and show and become available. But you gotta. But it all starts with getting pucks at the net. You can't have any more of these 22, 21 shots on goal games. You've got to make the goalies work in this league. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you're only getting 21 shots on goal, your chances of winning are not going to be very good. Crush the special teams. The Avalanche penalty kill and power play have been very solid at the start of the year, and the Canes have been awful. So if you've got your power play, that's going to be a big advantage. So you've got to take advantage of those. The Avs get 5 power plays tonight. They really should be able to score twice. This is a Hurricanes team that just can't keep it out of their net on the penalty kill. And it's really a really easy way to put a struggling team under your thumb really fast and just suck all hope from under them. Then to even break it down further, execute your fundamentals. When the Avs are making their good, crisp, tape-to-tape passes, they're almost impossible to stop because then guys are in stride. The speed becomes a factor. They're in on top of you before you know it. But when the things are off, passes are in people's skates just out of reach, that's when they're putting themselves behind the eight ball. More icings are happening. Their flow is broken up. And you can just tell it doesn't work as well. So the passing is a huge factor for this team. It's got to be crisp and it's got to be on target. And if the Avs can execute that, then I can't see any reason why the Avalanche shouldn't win this game and win handily.
How cool is it to have somebody like Kevin around? He knows what the hell he's talking about, and he says it in a way that anyone can understand, including me. And I love that about him. Kevin does a lot of other cool stuff too, and you should definitely go check him out. I'd start by following him on Twitter, and that's easy to do. Just go to Twitter and search for BRGBRIGADE Kevin, Burgundy Brigade Kevin. And then you should have a stop by his website, which is Burgundy Brigade. But wait, I'm not done. He's prolific. You should also tune in to his radio show, which happens every Sunday from noon until 2 on 1340 AM. Or if you're not into the radio, go to the website milehighsports.com and click on live. He'll be there. And he'll be awesome. You stay awesome.